joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-0 home win against Cray Wanderers. Alan, at this stage in the season, it's all about results, but what a performance today.
Excellent. The lads were brilliant, especially back four again. I've got to mention back four. And Luke Seave in the first half, which is the F4, and I thought excellent. They worked ever so hard. And even on a hot day, in two games in 3 days and that, we give a ball away a little bit in the second half, but the desire from the players were incredible. And they have done that, to be honest, you know, and I'm delighted for them. Also delighted that I've got a big crowd today. So that's what we're here for. We're here to try to build a club up, and hopefully we'll come back. I'm also delighted for me two chairmen, because I see them, like, and they're the ones who saved the club, and I'm happy for them and all the people around the club, like the Jerry and people like that. I'm delighted for them. So, and supporters especially, the supporters were unbelievable today. It was like when I walked out, it was like actually walking out in a league game. I thought we were outstanding completely. But I'm pleased for everybody at the club, Sam.
As missed hit shots go, Simon Huckle's got to be up there with your favourites, hasn't he?
No, he give the keeper his eyes. He does, like, you know, so he's cock-eyed anyway, fucking Hooks, isn't he? So he's got in the box at the right time, as he does. And, we've got to take goals, and we've had a couple of them against us, so I'm pleased for Simon. It means a lot to him.
You mentioned the players' desire out there. I thought every single player out there hassled and hurried, ran themselves into the ground, particularly Bobby Train. I think Bobby Train has sprinted from the left corner flag to the right-hand side of the halfway line at some point.
We said that because they're a good side. They're a quality side, and they've got a great management team there, and I think they're excellent, and I like them very much. And what we said, if we get in their faces and close them down and don't let them play, then our quality should come through, or our work we should. And they've done that. They took on board, but we've had them in since 12, and they've took on board everything we've said to them. And at the end of the day, we had five, but it's the players who have done it, to be honest. Mate, no kidding. Me, Hamzy and Morton, I'll not take any credit for that. It's the players who went out there and performed in front of the crowd, and I'm delighted for them.
Max Hussett's been threatening to score a goal since his last goal at the beginning of the season, and what a time to do it as well.
I take the idea, you know, a good little flick header. I think he knew where the keeper was, and he touched it over, but he did get some dangerous positions. And Max, a great goal. I thought him and Thompson were excellent for it today. You know, I thought Adam Thompson was actually brilliant, but Max as well, got to take credit for that. It was a good goal. I thought it was a good goal.
Thompson was man of the match. You mentioned him in there. Any complaints over that at all?
No, I think he's excellent. I think he's the best defender in this league. I keep saying that. It's no so happens we're on this run with him back in the team. I think he's the best you'll get. I'm telling you that now, and I think he's the best at the next level up as well. I've rated him as highly, I do. I've had him since he was 15 in the youth team at Walton, and he played for me there, and I've been trying to get him, and we've had fallouts with him because I thought he got lazy at one point in his career, but now he's come back and he's been absolutely fantastic. You know, he's still got an arse the size of the back of a bus, but that's besides the point. But you don't get round it, do you?
It feels like we've won the league. The players' reaction to the final whistle, the fans' reaction to the final whistle. We still need a point, though, don't we?
We do, of course we do. It's not so much a celebration to win the league, it's just a massive game for a football club. And we said we'll get together if we win the league. And we've had a lot of people, to be honest, banging on our change room doors. And I remember Croydon, they're beating us in the cup, and them shouting things, we're second top of the league, and things like that. And we never do that. We never celebrate victories. And we said if we'd win it today, we'll celebrate it today, and it should be celebrated. Yes, we need a point, and Cray's got to win their games and stuff like that. But the thing is, it'll not be finished till, you know, obviously Saturday over following Saturday. But, you know, we should celebrate every now and again. We don't do it often, and I don't believe in it. But today, I can't spoil the players of that, and I can't spoil the fans' celebration. Yes, it's a massive chunk, 95 points sent to win the championship now, or 99. You can say, really, it's only ours to give away. So at a time like this, you can't hold the players back. You've got to let them enjoy the game, because you get a lot of stick with places where you go, and you get a lot of people knocking on our door and shouting, and we've never done it. So fair play to the players. I'm delighted for them, you know.
Were you surprised at the way that Cray played today? I thought they'd put up a much sterner test than did, or was that just the way we played?
We're a good side. We've got good management team, and they're a good side, and they've got good players. But I thought if we perform like that, nobody catches us, nobody. And I've got to get my hands up to the players and say, like, we have done the show today. So yeah, I think we're a very good side, and I wish them well.
After the Fleet game, did you think we've stood here some 6 weeks later, having beaten Cray, almost winning the league?
No, you don't. That's what makes the beauty about football. You don't do it. You just know what's around the corner. Against Fleet, we were awful and got beat up and terrible. Well, now you're looking, you're thinking, hold on a minute. You're fine, that's my little boy shouting there. He's going to get a smack in the gobbler if he keeps on. We had 3 or 4 or 5 senior players in the team who were lack of form they were. And we have come back and been brilliant. And you think the right time to leave them out. I knew I had to leave them out. I knew I had to have a few arguments with the players. I knew I had to disrupt things a bit for us to have a go at winning the championship, because we're starting to go like we did last season. But, you know, we've come back, like Alexa Berber's come back. Brilliant. Thomas coming to the team, that makes a massive difference, like, you know. Tommy Williams has come back in the team, been absolutely brilliant. Hooks has come back in the team, and he has been absolutely brilliant for us. So, I'm delighted for him.
you mentioned earlier, it was the biggest crowd here all season, the biggest crowd in the whole league all season. How much of a part did that play? The crowd got behind the players
before kick-off. We said we'd probably have a big crowd, but I've got to be fair with them, like, and other fans were unbelievable. And you walked out behind that goal and they were all singing and you can hear them. And that, if that didn't lift players, I said before kick-off, we've been a manager, sometimes you enjoy it, sometimes it's awful, but I do miss playing. And I would give anything to play today in front of them. And sometimes I regret not playing for a club like Kingstonian. I spent 10 years at Walton, had a lovely time, but what a big club and what great support, and all in red and white. And I know that, like, say, Arnie and Rex and all them were around the town centre this morning giving out leaflets. It's fair play to them, and, you know, if we can build the club up, it's down to them as well as us, to be honest.
It'd be nice to see a big crowd here Saturday to clinch the league.
Without a doubt, I want to clinch it on Saturday. I don't want any mishaps. I want to win the next two games. The players will be fighting to keep their place next two games, and I want to do it here Saturday. I want a big crowd again. That'd be brilliant.